I'm Carl Azuz. This is CNN 10. Washing hands, yes. Disinfecting everything, not so much. That's the latest guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention when it comes to the prevention of spreading coronavirus. Last year, the CDC wrote that by using disinfectants, we can further lower the risk of spreading COVID-19. The government medical agency listed bleach mixed with water as a make-it-yourself disinfectant. Now, its guidance on that has changed. For one thing, the CDC says disinfecting surfaces is usually not necessary unless someone who's sick has been in the home within 24 hours. It's also telling people to be more careful with disinfectants. Last year, more calls related to these chemicals were made to poison control centers than there were in 2019 and 2018. The organization says bleach is toxic. It reminds people never to mix it with ammonia, and it says it should never be used on food. It also says household cleaners need to be kept off our skin and out of our bodies. Officials say the risk of catching coronavirus off the surfaces we touch is low, especially if those surfaces are outside. The main way the disease spreads is when you're nearby someone who has it, particularly if they're spreading droplets by coughing or sneezing. Should we stop cleaning surfaces altogether? No. Research shows that in a household where someone has COVID-19, transmission rates are lower when common surfaces are regularly cleaned. The CDC says doing that with soap or detergent is good enough, and that doorknobs and light switches are good spots to focus on. What about alternative cleaning methods like LED blue lights and ultrasonic waves? Officials say they don't know yet how effective these methods are. We've talked about how some U.S. colleges are considering COVID vaccine requirements for students, though they can apply for exemptions for religious or medical reasons. Experts say it's not clear if universities can legally require the shot, and some, like Harvard, strongly recommend it but don't require it. For others, though...
I'm Diana Golodriga in New York. Two of the nation's most prestigious universities have announced that they will require all students to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19 before returning to campus in the fall. Yale and Columbia Universities join more than three dozen U.S. colleges and universities such as Georgetown, Duke, Rutgers, Pomona, and the University of Seattle in Washington, requiring student vaccinations. Schools will provide vaccines for students who have yet to be vaccinated.
I'm Kylie Atwood at the State Department. The Biden administration continues to urge all Americans not to travel abroad due to the coronavirus pandemic. And the State Department issued a statement on Monday saying that they're going to be updating their travel advisories to be more in line with the travel advisories coming from the CDC. And as a result, there are going to be approximately 80% of countries worldwide that are now going to be at the level 4 travel advisory from the State Department. That is their highest level travel advisory. It means do not travel. And these are advisories for all Americans, no matter if they've received their vaccination or not.
I'm Allison Kosick in New York. Starting this week, CVS will begin selling three different over-the-counter COVID-19 tests at its pharmacies and online. One is a rapid test that gives a result in 15 minutes through a free app that you can download to your phone. The second is a pack of two rapid tests. If you get a negative result after the first test, you need to take the second one within 3 days. And the third is a PCR test with results within 1 to 2 days. You don't need a prescription, and all the tests have received FDA emergency use authorization.
On Monday afternoon, a former police officer named Derek Chauvin was found guilty of all three charges against him related to the death of George Floyd. On May 25th of last year, Floyd was arrested in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was suspected of trying to use counterfeit money. After he was handcuffed, Chauvin, a white police officer, knelt with his knee on Floyd's back and neck. The 46-year-old black man repeatedly said he couldn't breathe, and he eventually fell silent and quit moving. Floyd was then taken to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead an hour later. In the weeks and months that followed, protests welled up across the United States, with demonstrators accusing police of being biased against black Americans. Some of these protests turned violent. There was looting and damage to hundreds of buildings in Minnesota. During Chauvin's trial, several medical experts said that by kneeling on George Floyd, Chauvin restricted his ability to get oxygen and caused his death. Chauvin's defense said that Floyd died from heart disease and drugs in his system. State officials had concerns there'd be more unrest if Chauvin was found not guilty, but yesterday, a jury did find the former officer guilty of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. The former police officer is set to be sentenced 8 weeks from now and could spend decades in prison.
Ingenuity has performed its first flight.
Trivia. What is the most common type of wolf? Gray wolf, red wolf, eastern wolf, or tundra wolf? Also known as timber wolves, an estimated 6,000 gray wolves live in the contiguous U.S. alone. They're the largest members of the dog family. Male gray wolves can weigh more than 150 pounds. That's a big dog. They are strictly carnivores unless they're eating berries, and we learned that from a lone gray wolf that was tracked recently in northern Minnesota.
We know wolves don't sit around howling all day. But what do wolves do besides fend off black bears? To protect their cubs, now thanks to the wolf collar cam, we get a wolf's eye view. Researchers at Voyageurs National Park in Minnesota fastened a collar cam on a lone wolf they'd trapped and sedated. And off he went.
The big highlight for us was watching the wolf catch fish.
Wolves have been caught on camera fishing, but watching one fish from his perspective, catching several spawning suckers was a thrill for researchers. The Voyageurs Wolf Project tracked this young male for 6 weeks, watching him watching crows up in the sky. The camera collar was made by a German company that even makes them extra, extra, extra large for elephants. The wolf cam was programmed to fall off, detach, on a specific date, and GPS enabled researchers to retrieve it. What's Tom Gable's favorite oddball tidbit about the secret lives of wolves?
Wolves in our area eat a lot of blueberries.
Not only do they eat them, they sometimes regurgitate them for their cubs to eat. Talk about recycling. The wolf cam collar captured a lot of sleeping, and things were constantly hairy, whether dry or dripping wet.
The lens was covered in hair.
As one viewer noted, I feel so close to this wolf. I like sushi, I run in the woods, and my beard needs a trim. Which is what the researchers plan to do the next time they use a wolf collar cam.
Yeah, so what we'll probably do is trim back that hair.
Keep your paws off my coat. A haircut's enough to make a lone wolf howl.
That's all for CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. Now that would leave some of y'all howling in protest. You'd be like, wolf, are you thinking? Aren't you supposed to dog us with puns? It's true, I like to pack in a few of those before we leave. They're like a daily pick-me-pup, and they are a unique way of timber-ringing our show to an end. Shout out to our viewers in Savannah, Georgia today, watching the waves from Islands High School.